This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba says BIMSTEC must unite to tackle new and old challenges. Two schoolgirls killed in tripper collision in Gokarneswar municipality this morning. And Ukraine distrusts Russian announced withdrawal from Kiev. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba has said it is imperative for the Bay of Bengal Initiative for Multisectoral Technical and Economic Cooperation, BIMSTEC, to stride for green, flexible, inclusive and resilient development. Virtually addressing the fifth BIMSTEC summit today, Prime Minister Deoba said the BIMSTEC member nations should unite to tackle new and old challenges such as climate change, the COVID-19 pandemic, poverty and inequality facing the region. Prime Minister Deoba said BIMSTEC had provided member countries with a platform to cooperate in areas including regional security, technology transfer, among others, stating that coordination among citizens, society and the market was needed for the development of the region. Prime Minister Deoba expressed confidence that the BIMSTEC grassroots connectivity project to be passed by the conference would help in the construction of infrastructure including roads, railways and waterways. The heads of state and governments of BIMSTEC member countries had virtually addressed the conference that was hosted by Sri Lanka. Two schoolgirls were killed when a tripper knocked them down at Melamchi of Sundarijal in Gokarneswar municipality in Kathmandu this morning. The deceased have been identified as Srishti Gissing and Shreya Gissing, daughters of Rohan Gissing. According to Police Circle Boudha, the accident took place when a tripper collided with motorcycle carrying rider Gissing and his two daughters. Police said the girls who were on their way to their school in the locality died on the spot. Rider Gissing, who is critically hurt in the accident, is being treated at the Nepal Medical College at Atarkhil. Chairman of the CBN Maoist Centre, Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, has said that there will be coordination between the ruling parties in the metropolis and sub-metropolis from the central level in the upcoming local level elections. Talking to reporters in Chitwan today, he said that the coordination would take place between the ruling parties. Stating his claim in Bharatpur metropolis, former Prime Minister Prachanda said that the Maoists have moved ahead to strengthen the central power and coordinate as per the need. Stating that all the political parties are preparing for the election in their way, he said that it has been ensured that the election will be held on time. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs, Dilendra Prasad Baru, has said that the government was positive to address the demands raised by the Non-Resident Nepali Association, NRNA. Receiving the letter of attention of the NRNA in Kathmandu today, Minister Baru pledged to do his best to address the issues related to the citizenship and other demands raised by the association through the formulation of laws and regulations. Congratulating the committee elected from the 10th Non-Resident Nepali Conference held in Kathmandu on March 26 and 27 and wishing them a successful tenure, Minister Baru said the government was ready to cooperate with non-resident Nepalese in the campaign of building a prosperous Nepal. Nepali Congress Central Committee member Sujata Koirala has said that the ruling coalition parties should forge an electoral alliance for the upcoming local-level election. The local-level election is slated for May 30th this year in a single phase. At the press conference organized by the Girija Prasad Koirala Foundation in Morang district today, leader Koirala reiterated the need for allying with the coalition partners for the protection of democracy and political stability. She stressed the need for the party cadres and leaders to move ahead following the decision of the party's central working committee. Dean R. Thompson has been nominated as American ambassador to Nepal. The White House, in a statement, said American President Joe Biden announced his intent to nominate Dean Thompson as ambassador to Nepal. Thompson will replace incumbent ambassador Randy Berry. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast isolated brief rain or thunder showers are likely to occur at some places in the country, with partly to generally cloudy in most parts of the country for the next 3 days. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, isolated or brief rain with thunder and lightning is likely today at some places of province number 1, Madhes province, Bagmati province and Gandaki province, and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Likewise, tonight there will be partly to generally cloudy in province number 1, Bagmati province and Gandaki province, and mainly fair in the rest of the country, with chances of brief rain or thunder showers at one or two places of province number 1, Bagmati province and Gandaki province. Now, the country witnesses a general influence of a low pressure system based in the surroundings of Bihar and the impact of local wind. The division has urged one and all to take precautions against the rising temperature in the southern plains. According to the latest details of the division, the minimum temperature in the Kathmandu Valley was 17.2 degrees Celsius and the maximum 26.4 degrees Celsius today. You're listening to Radio Nepal's News in English. Now on to some international updates. Russia says it will fundamentally cut back offensive operations near Kiev and Chernihiv to boost trust in talks with Ukraine, but Ukraine's military says the Russian pledge is likely aimed at misleading its forces, and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Kiev will not reduce its defensive efforts. Ukrainian General Staff said in a statement that there are indications that the Russian forces are regrouping to focus their efforts on eastern Ukraine, and accused Russia of creating the misconception and is most likely a rotation of individual units and is aimed at misleading the Ukrainian military leadership. Medics say 5 people have been shot dead on the outskirts of Tel Aviv in Israel in the 3rd deadly attack of its kind within a week. It happened in Bnei Brak, one of the country's most populous ultra-Orthodox Jewish areas. A paramedic at the scene said the gunman was shot dead by police. Video footage from the scene showed the gunman in dark clothing raising his automatic weapon and firing through the passenger window at the point-blank range. Israeli media reports say the attacker was a 27-year-old Palestinian from a village in the north of the occupied West Bank. U.S. President Joe Biden has signed legislation that designates lynching as a federal hate crime. The law follows more than 100 years and 200 failed attempts by United States lawmakers to pass anti-lynching legislation. The bill was passed unanimously in the Senate earlier this month. The House had voted overwhelmingly in support of the legislation last month. Lynching is a murder by a mob with no due process or rule of law. Across the United States, thousands of people, mainly African Americans, were lynched by white mobs, often by hanging or torture, in the 19th and 20th centuries. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba says BIMSTEC must unite to tackle new and old challenges. 2 schoolgirls killed in triple collision in Gokarneswar municipality this morning, and Ukraine distrusts Russian announced withdrawal from Kiev. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.